Blog Talk Radio.
Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book is called Angels of Faith, and it's about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective. This way they can clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. Like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel guidance and advice. So please, for that free angel advice, call the show on 646-716-6794. And that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of those phone calls for that angelic advice, hello, listeners. Once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio and to the first show of April. So much for listening in, whether it's on the computer, by phone, or perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the radio site. Maybe you've downloaded the shows for free from iTunes. Just a reminder, myself and my Posse of Angels sends out a monthly angel newsletter to look at the world from a higher perspective. You know, this newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that will give you great insight on how to live life with clarity, passion, and joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. That's Candy at angelhealinghouse.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. And while these messages that are contained in this channel monthly newsletter are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you would like your own individual, in-depth, revealing channeled angel reading with me and, of course, the Posse of Angels, either phone me after the show on 831-277-3716, or you can email me on candy@angelhealinghouse.com. The Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life. Also, with the arrival of April, with the arrival of spring, why not clear and cleanse your emotional and physical closets to feel renewed and to give yourself a rebirth? My Reiki, angel Reiki healing sessions will re-energize, recharge, and rebalance, and certainly help you to relax, de-stress in all areas of your life. And each one of my angel Reiki healing sessions includes an intuitive counseling session. So please call me after the show if you'd like to find out more information or to book those Reiki healing sessions on 831-277-3716. And certainly I have my office in Los Angeles, California. And for those clients who are national and international, I do many, many healing over the phone using distant healing, and I can do that intuitive counseling side of the healing session over phone or by Skype and computer. So I'd also like to say a very, very heartfelt thank you to all my followers who push the follow button underneath my photo on Blog Talk Radio site, as you're receiving reminders of all of Angel Healing House radio programs. If you've taken a shine to myself and the insights of the Posse of Angels, please, I'd love you to take a look at my Angel Healing House Facebook page. And if it gives you a giggle and you're inspired by what you see and read, I'd love for you to give it a Facebook like. So, listeners, with it being April the 2nd, I really do hope that everyone made it through April Fool's Day, and the only pranks that happened to you were good-natured and that they were full of fun. But my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, they're very quick to chime in here now, and they're telling you that there ain't no fooling around with these extraordinary, powerful, forward-moving energies of this wonderful month of April. Now, if you've listened to the last couple of shows entitled Forgiveness Opening Doors of Magic, or Forgiveness Opens Doors of Magic, and Let Go and Allow Your Dreams to Happen, the messages contained within the program were getting us ready, and they were actually getting us to take advantage of the magical opportunities and connections that will appear in this coming fourth month. Now, the Posse of Angels really wants to remind us about the number four and the significance of that number. They're saying that the number four has all to do with us being grounded, having a solid foundation, and it represents peace, calmness, and home. Okay, while they could mean that home actually means coming home to ourselves spiritually or possibly professionally, we could be coming home to our realization of our power and our purpose. Our purpose for renewal for many people is foretelling an actual move of location. Now, the reason for this is simply that we have evolved and we've come so very far that many of us have energetically outgrown our current surroundings, and we need to move to a home or location that will actually support this growth of ours, this energetic resonance, and we feel so much more expansive, so much grander now than we ever have, and these energies that we have are encompass or are encompassing us are making us feel like our current surroundings are like a coat which has become too small for us. We have literally energetically outgrown where we are, and many of us are feeling that urge to move on. Now, the number four is also the number of fate. And there will be many, many strange and wondrous connections that we will marvel at the way that the universe conspired to make them happen. Now, the reason for so many of these wonderful opportunities and connections occurring is because this is a result of our hard work, our diligence, and our focus on our heartfelt desires. Now, these wonderful, seemingly magical connections, they are going to come out of the blue, and again, we will marvel at how they're happening. But if we didn't establish a very solid foundation through our work and our passion and our enthusiasm for what we have done so far, then that energy behind that enthusiasm and that passion and believing in ourselves and believing in our heartfelt dreams would not have translated into those wonderful opportunities and connections to us. So, whether this diligence and this hard work has been on our personal life and our spiritual growth, it could be on our physicality. We could have cleaned up our diet, and we could have stuck to an exercise routine. Whether we have been monitoring our mental thoughts as to always keep them bright and positive and light, or we have had great diligence towards our emotional growth in forgiving people, in not judging them, in allowing ourselves to be creative and to nurture and nourish who we are. And certainly in our spiritual growth, by honoring who we are and making time to connect to the divine eternal nature within each and every one of us. Or perhaps it may not be physically and mentally, emotionally, and spiritual diligence to our growth. It could be in our business, in our profession. Anyway, all of this will be the month when our ideas begin to finally take hold in physical reality. Just like we look outside and we see those spring flowers, they seem to burst forth at this time, like they can't hold on 1 second longer, and they start to bloom and they start to blossom at this time of the year. And the posse of angels really wants us to know that all of those heartfelt desires, they're showing me ice cube that is just set on the kitchen counter. And after a while, you can bet that it is going to start to melt. Well, the thaw, the freezing winter that so many of us have felt like, as we felt like we've been held back and frozen from moving forward. They're showing April as the ice cube, and things are going to start to melt for us as opportunities will present themselves for us to move forward. And because number four has so much to do with harmony and cooperation, the posse of angels is chiming in, and they're saying that we will be drawing our incredible team to ourselves this month. Not all at once, but they're saying that we will start to notice people coming to us that can help us in all kinds of ways They'll help us physically realize what has been up until now only our wishes and our dreams. You know, the Posse of Angels is also reminding us that there is nothing that we actually have to do in order to make this happen. Because they are saying that so many of us over the last couple of years have pleaded, we've begged, we've cried, we've prayed, we've thanked God, we have done affirmations, we have written out decrees of what we long for in our hearts, and all of that energy behind there has circulated and started what is coming for us. So there's nothing that we really have to do in order to make this happen, because we've done it already. Because many of us will now be expanding, not only personally, but we'll be expanding financially and also professionally. Really, don't be surprised if part of your team, you draw a spiritually minded accountant to yourself, or there's a spiritually minded lawyer out there, or a business advisor, and they magically show up in your life. As many light workers and star seeds, people of consciousness, metaphysicians, walk-ins like myself, we will be thrust out into the mainstream public to get our messages out to the widest possible audience now in this year of awakening, which is 2013. And our workload, and as such, our workload, well, this is not work for me. I always call this breathing for me, as it is a calling. It is certainly not work. But doing what we love doing will greatly increase for us. And I can hear the extended sigh there, and it's saying, hallelujah, or it's about time. But it certainly couldn't have happened before it was the right divine timing. So, and also, don't be surprised if there's not a personal assistant who will suddenly present themselves to take some of that pressure off of you. Now, this is what the Posse of Angels means by your team. And when they show up, there will be a great feeling of love and support and deep connectivity. Now, knowing all this is on the horizon, many of us, like myself, are feeling an overwhelming sense of anticipation. And I keep saying, I'm wiggling with excitement to see the how and the when of all of this coming together. And while so many of us have felt held back and now champing at the bit to go out and teach others what has transformed our lives, there's a timely message and some cautionary advice from the Posse of Angels, and that is why they've chosen to entitle today's program, You Here to Be Called, Not Teach. Now, during my 10 years as a Reiki master, I've attuned hundreds of students and master teachers to go forth and experience their own journey of higher consciousness. Now, after obtaining mastership, one of my students was very enthusiastic to start his own practice, and he created his first workshop. He excitedly told me that he was holding a workshop called Transforming to Consciousness, and he told me that he had many people booked in on the day. I told him to send me the information and that I would pass the word on. The day after his workshop, I received a rather angry phone call from him, and I asked him what was wrong and how his workshop went. He said, I just did a workshop on awakening to consciousness, and everybody in the room was so closed down. I just don't understand how that happened. This student, like so many of us, was armed with his experiences along his own path to enlightenment. Now, having been a part of his spiritual journey as his spiritual mentor and Reiki master, I knew that he invested his focus, his time, his money, and his effort creating brochures and business cards, promoting himself, and he was so excited to teach what he knew in order to awaken others. So when he was confronted with a whole room full of unreceptive participants, he was incredulous as to how this could have happened. With his workshop on transforming into consciousness, perhaps he had thought that his awakened insights and his spiritual knowledge was about transforming this room full of people for them to suddenly be awakened. But what he did not realize is that we are not here to awaken, transform, or teach anyone anything, for that is not our journey. It's their journey, and whether they choose to be receptive and transform is under the providence of God and the angels, and their free will is certainly not ours. In fact, okay, the posse of angels is quick to chime in, and they're pointing out that his audience were not being unreceptive and closed down. They were exactly where they needed to be for their spiritual growth, their progression, and their ascension along their path of life. They were blessed, whole and complete, and perfect for exactly where they chose to be. You know, what has helped enormously in my own life is that every time I've thought to judge another person where they should or should not be along their path of enlightenment, and there's that word should again, there are no shoulds, or perhaps I've thought, how could they possibly be so blind to the obvious signs that God and the angels were sending them, but for them to make changes and step forward beyond dishonoring people and circumstances, I've said aloud, there but for the grace of God go I. For I remember a time when I was unawakened and codependent and an anorexic victim, blind to all the obvious signs of dishonor and disrespect that were present. But until I decided to change from within by embracing my own divine eternal nature, well, it didn't matter what message, spiritual teacher, angel, or help God sent me. The change had to come from within. I've often said in my 10 years as a healing practice that I don't actually teach anyone anything, but I present the information to help them remember the ancient wisdom that they already have inside of themselves. Along these lines, I vowed from day one that I started my Reiki practice to never, ever call myself a healer or put the word healer on anything to do with Angel Healing House, as I know that God is the healer and I am merely the healing practitioner for God to work through. Now, one of the greatest things that has helped me over my years as a metaphysician is simply be the messenger. That's it. In fact, I recently told a client that I didn't have or hold any emotional investiture as to where my message goes and how people receive it. But this is not in my control, nor actually is it my journey. Because I'm not here to teach or convert anyone to my beliefs. I'm simply here to communicate my truth in the most authentic, honest, open, compassionate, fun, loving, and creative of ways. By seeing our journey through life like this, rather than teaching anyone to transform, something wondrous actually happens, which we often totally are unaware of. When we are allowing ourselves to deliver our truth in the most honest and joyful of ways, just for the sheer fun and the passion we receive from it, we emit a positive, bright, and enthusiastic energy. And even though we're not doing it to gain recognition, but are solely being our glorious selves, we indirectly become this huge beacon of light. This happens because we're allowing ourselves to shine our truth. Just by being our authentic self, and by doing so, we become an example to others, and we give them permission to be a beacon of light as well. Before we go on and look more at being our glorious selves, let's go to the phone lines now. If you'd like to call in for some free angel advice, that number to call in is 646-716-6794. Let's go to our first caller, 708. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Candy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. Who's speaking?
My name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago. How's Chicago today?
It's still cold. I'm still waiting for the warmth.
Oh. Well, I'll send you some energetic warmth. Maybe that'll warm you up.
That'll be wonderful. I was hoping that maybe the angels have a message for me, just in regards to everything in my life right now or anything in particular. There's so much going on. And I'm kind of like at a crossroads. There's things I need to do, And it's almost like I don't know where to start.
Okay. the first thing the angel showed me when you started speaking was this great. Actually, there were several balls of yarn, and they were like kittens playing with it, and it was all starting to unravel, and they were just getting all intertwined, and going down the steps, and like, you know, they were just like unraveling the place. It is kind of tell you to take a very deep breath and say, your prayers are being answered, and they will all be answered in the proper timing, and only stay in the present moment, Lucy. When I spoke about, the magical month of April and how for so long we have felt like frozen little ice cubes that really have been in frozen suspension, pleading and begging to turn up for us forward. Now the fall will start in April, and we'll start to see the really tangible forms of this coming to us. So the message here for you is just stay focused in the present moment, breathe deeply, and know that all of your prayers will be, there's nothing that you have to do truly to make this happen.
Okay.
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 Take a deep breath and know that it's all going to be looked after. Nothing, in fact, in this year of 2013, and as many of us have cleared and cleansed, we've resolved our karma. Many of us have forgiven. If there are still areas around forgiveness, please do. I would recommend you going back and listening to a previous show, which was Forgiveness Opens Doors of Magic for Us. Let Go to Allow Your Dreams to Come In. All of those two programs in particular are getting us prepared for what's coming to us. And what is coming to us will happen in ease and grace. You'll be so amazed at how easy all of this will be if you just let go. You know, they say let go and let God, but just let go of where you think it's going to take you, because that is limiting. Once you really let go, then you allow that limitless possibilities to open up in your life. So there's not really one area of your life you want to just. The posse of angels usually like a more specific area, but if you want, they're nodding their heads that they'll do a general. What would be best for you, Lucy?
Well, actually, it's like I am looking for a job.
Okay, all right.
So, and that's what I'm worried about.
Okay, so let's go. Have you done all that you need to do on your part?
Not yet. I'm just starting.
Okay. Because the universal laws of attraction are cause and effect, like attracts like. So if we're diligent, the more for every step we take, even if you go on Craigslist, I mean, I'm not a great, admirer of Craigslist, but even if you go on there and you start looking for a job, that's an energy that you're putting out to the universe. And for every, people don't understand this, for every increment of energy that you put out, the universe must match that tenfold. So the more you wake up in the morning and the more you affirm to the universe, I have, thank you for the most amazing job on the planet. I get to use my gifts and my talents. I get to be remunerated for my God-given skills in an atmosphere with like-minded people who are loving, who are kind. And then you sit for a while and you feel what it feels like to be in this creative energy with other people. You're creating. That's what you're doing. You're creating the reality.
Okay.
It's not I'm looking for a job. Talk to the angels want to remind you that you have this job already. You just haven't, it's in the etheric, and you need to thank the universe for it, to bring it into your reality. Now, if you haven't, now, at the beginning of this radio program today, I spoke about our diligence. There are many of us that have established our practices, whether we're alternative or metaphysical healers or whatever, even if that isn't, you know, your boat, if it's in a creative project or endeavor you're doing. And, you know, we've written our books and we've, established our radio program, and we've established that kind of foundation. And so the universe has a great deal to work with there in order for people to find us. We're on Facebook and LinkedIn, and, you know, we're all over the place. We boomerang ourselves to kingdom come. You know, and, you know, you type in our names and, you know, dreams of things come up about us. So the universe gets that energy, and every time we've done that, the universe has to match it for us. So all I'm saying is for you now is to enthusiastic. This is not hard work for you, Lucy. Do you believe in what you're doing? Do you love what you're doing?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Then that's the first part of it. If you adore and love what you're doing, then God adores and loves you and what you're doing, and will support you in every step of the way. So that's the main part, that you adore what you're doing, and then you start making movement towards it. The first thing is, before you go to bed, is to, you know, you visualize thank you and working in this wonderful atmosphere, and then from there you reaffirm that the next morning, you know, visualizing thank you for my extraordinary job, and then you stay in the present moment. And of course you make movement towards that, you know. You watch, you ask the angels and you ask God to send you signs for employment. A lot of times people ask for things, but because they're not in the present moment and they're worrying and they're stressing and they're controlling, they certainly do miss the signs that the angels and God send us. Because, you know, we have such strong will, and we have free will and free choice as humans, that that we say, oh, you know, I'll do it my way, which is limited because it's a human way. And when we allow God and the angels free reign in our lives, then we open up doors of amazing, miraculous possibilities for us. So let's choose three cards and see what comes out for Lucy as an overview about this. The first card is the lover's card, is the six. And the six is in this position. It actually is telling me that things are going to become easier for you once you change your mindset. Once you go from your linear mind that you have to look for a job rather than create the job.
Okay. Yeah,
okay?
That makes
and
sense.
That's, and that's energy. You're very welcome. So that's number one. That's only number one. You get another two. And six is always about harmony, balance, and thank you, posse of angels. That was really, really good. I like that. Linearly don't have to look for a job. It's creating that job. Okay. And number two, oh goodness me, you lucky lady. Ace of Cups comes in, which is more. Which is more. Do you do tarot at all, Lucy?
I'm sorry.
Do you do tarot?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you get the Ace of Cups. You're spilling over as a result of changing this mindset and energetically changing it and creating that job. Then the emotional inside of you is joyful, it's beautiful, it's harmony, it's just spilling over. There's new beginnings around that. And then the next one that comes in is, oh gosh, you have the Six of Cups. So you've got two sixes there. One of the things that they're telling me that will happen as a result of this is that you will start to unblock some karmic connection that is going to come in. And a lot of the people who are on our team, I spoke about our team in today's program, our team is going to come to us to foster our movement forward. Whether that's, you know, spiritual lawyers, accountants, personal assistants, or, you know, sort of bosses or people who believe in it or those kind of things. They're on the horizon for us. But it all comes down to you creating the job of your dreams rather than looking for it. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Lucy.
Yes. Thank you so much, Candy.
Okay. Lots of love. And I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Go to our next caller, 646. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Candy, hi. It's Helena today. How are you?
I'm very well, Helena. How are you?
I'm good. Today I have a little bit of a different question. It's about career and money, and I was just listening to what you were telling the last caller, and I absolutely do love what I'm doing. And
okay.
And I was just wondering, well, I have two questions, actually, but I was wondering about money coming in, because money's like, it's pretty tight.
Okay. Right. Helena, there's a lot of static. Am I on a speakerphone?
No, but it's a handheld thing. I'm in the car. When I can pull over, I will, and maybe if you want to come back to me.
Oh, okay. It's really a lot of static in the.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm hearing like rushing wind going past.
Oh, you know what? I'm coming to a place where I can pull into a parking lot. Actually, I'm right here. And, another block, actually. No, I can do it right here. Okay, and I'll get into, and I'll park my car, and I'll get off this. So I can do that. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's just interesting the things to pick up.
Yeah, it's hard to listen to that. It's very hard to hear that. Yeah. 1 second.
Ooh. Is that?
Okay.
All right, that's much better.
So you said you actually had a question
around the money coming in.
Yeah, money and career. I'm really doing everything I love, and most of it's for free or very little money.
Okay. Now the Coffee of Angels knows that many of us of consciousness, many of us who are enlightened, we love to help others. We love to be of service. It is written in our contract to be of service and to be of devotion. But the universe, it only knows like attracts like. If you are giving away what you value, what you do, then the universe only knows to bring you, and then on top of that, you feel devalued by that.
Well,
then the it's really important that you value what you do, and not to give it away.
Well, part of that's true, but I'm an actor and an interviewer, TV and radio, and I want to get out there and I want the experience. And
Right. Sometimes
I do give too much away, but I also want to get my face and out there, and I do want this experience.
Okay, there has to be a balance. Okay, that's what I'm hearing, Helena.
Okay.
Yes, of course, you know, we have to, you know, go out to be known, but it seems to that they're showing me the scales that seem to be overly weighed in the area of giving too much away.
Mm.
And they're saying that it's time to rebalance the scale and to bring that up. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Well, you started with a great card. You started with the Eight of Pentacles. And the Eight of Pentacles is saying that all you need to keep doing, if you really love and adore what you're doing, is to just be remarkable at it. Well, just like with the last phone caller, don't look so much for work, don't look so much for the money, as you create
that job or you create that that life around yourself of being who you authentically and honestly and openly are. And by being remarkable, then people will beat a path to your door. A lot of people, you know, put the cart before the horse, and they say, I've got to look for a job, or I've got to, and then they might find a job, but they're not going to be happy in the job. The job is going to always be a compromise for them, and and you know, rather than creating that job. So the next card is wonderful. It's the Magician.
Oh, I love it.
And it's saying that you have everything you need to be the alchemist and to basically change, draw into the gold. But they're also saying that up until now, all of us, on some level, Helena, have been held back. And we've been held back because the world has not shifted enough in consciousness for us to step out into a larger arena to be seen. And I know it's not fair, and many of us have sworn and we've cursed and we've, you know, I mean, I remember years ago when I said to my beloved twin flame husband, Pete, I said, God forgot me. I said, God forgot me. He said, God didn't forget you. He said, go back and read your testimonials. Go back and read of all the people's lives that you've touched. And I said, yeah, but God, he said, no, God doesn't forget anybody. He says, most of the time people can't see you. I mean, people used to bump into me, and like in the grocery store, because of the vibrations were so, they couldn't hear me, they couldn't see me. I would be standing in front of people and speaking. I had never heard anybody speak about this before. But for many years, those of us who are doing this kind of work and are enlightened and awakened to consciousness, it's not that we're superior to anybody else, because we're certainly not. When we're on the spiritual path, we're always at the beginning, and we're always humbled by that. But we have not been able to be seen, to be heard, to even be realized. And with the shift happening now, Helena, the Puppy of Angels wants you to know that you are an integral part of the first way showers. You are one of those metaphysical teachers as part of the first way showers, and that you will be pushed out into mainstream public. But they're showing me the harvest of the summertime, probably from June onwards. But why I talk about this magical month of April is because the ice cube is going to start to melt. It's going to start to melt, and it's going to start to bring us the connections and the opportunities, those kind of things, which will start slowly opening the door for us, being more realized in May. And then the Positive Angels keep telling me that by the summertime, certainly going into the end of the summer, the month of September, it's showtime for us. So please do not lose your faith, sweetheart. You are the Magician. Hang on to that. You know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. You are the alchemist. And again, keep visualizing and saying thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary job or my calling. And I do. And visualize yourself doing it. And then be present to see how God and the angels will send you signs to fulfill your intention. And your last card that we have, is the Three of Cups. It's the Three of Cups, the ladies dancing around under the full moon, clinking their goblets in celebration. That's a beautiful reading, Helena. Don't ever think that God has forgotten you. You know, it's just... Well, the only way we have faith is by having faith, and to realize that nobody gets left behind. We leave our own selves behind because we lose faith in ourselves and faith in the divine. I needed to hear that. Thank you. I really did, because it was just funny today. And part of, like, the entertainment work I do is spiritual. I mix it in, so it's not, like, separate from... And may I ask you something else, please?
Of course.
Oh, thank you. I know I keep always asking about the same gentleman, but his mother visited me in spirit, and I was just wondering if you get anything about that. I mean, it was a very nice visit.
Yeah, I get a lovely feeling around that. She visited you because she would love her son to bring his vibrations up enough to be able to be with you. But, you know, I guess I came to you just to give you, I mean, maybe some positive optimism, not to lose faith. And,
yeah.
And you know, because you are so connected to him, but it really, the ball is in his court whether he chooses to bring up his vibrations to be of the same equal high resonance with yours.
Okay, and I guess you can't, or maybe don't want to speculate, or you're not getting on anything on that. Just that it's up to him now, and that's it.
It is up to him now. And, you know, this program today really has to do with us putting our emphasis on glorious and not to bring anybody, not to teach anybody, not to transform anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to make them do anything, because it's certainly not their journey. If he has to hang on to whatever it is that is still not of high resonance or of, you know, or not, you know, a positive and light in his life or clear and cleansing, for him to learn his lessons, then that's really important. So we just have to bless another person where they are on their path of life and really truly let it go.
I can also pray and ask the angels for it. I mean, obviously, yeah.
Absolutely.
For the highest and the best. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm not in charge of anyone else's soul, you know.
Yeah. And this would be a wonderful thing to do, to say thank you. You know, thank you for, I give this over to you because I know that that you will see to it for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned.
Okay.
All right, I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Very, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, take care of yourself. God bless you.
Too.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Bye.
So thank you so much to our phone callers. Thank you to Lucy and thank you to Lena. If you want to call in for some of that free angel advice, please do call the show on 646-716-6794. We had several callers. I think there was a 678 number dropout. Please call the show now. There is still some time to take your call for that free angel advice. Now, before your phone call, I was speaking about how many of us light workers and star seeds and walk-ins and metaphysicians are about to be launched forth into the public mainstream, and how important it is for all of us to detach from where our messages go and how others perceive and how others receive them. Because as I stated before, it's not within our control, but it is certainly not our journey. For each and every one of us has our own journey to take. Our journey is only to be the messenger and to deliver our messages with truth, with love, with passion, compassion, and joy. I see a 952 number on the line. Please hang on just a few more minutes. I just want to read this. The Party of Angels is chiming in here and saying that they want to address the word transformation in regard to helping people to transform in order to enlighten and awaken them to consciousness. They are lovingly saying that no one, and they do mean no one, needs to transform anything in order to be enlightened. So this is who they inherently and divinely are. And this is their divine eternal nature, rather than transforming into something they are not, myself and the posse of angels choose to put our focus and energies on seeing the divinity and holiness in all people, and not seeing them as slowed down and unreceptive or unawakened, but seeing the perfection in another just the way they are and where they choose to be along their spiritual path. This acceptance emits an energy that is kind, understanding, and rooted in unity. This kind of energy is expansive and supports others through infinite waves of vibrations that are inclusive. Consciousness is not something that we have to transform into. So let's go to the phone lines. 952, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
I have Minnesota today.
Oh, really? Wow. I'm just wondering if I can get an angel reading.
You can. Do you have a specific question or an area that you'd
sure.
like to? Which area?
I'm hoping to sell my house and move to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I just want to see what the angels can tell me about that, if I should do that, if it's going to work out.
Okay. The first thing, they love playing devil's advocate, and that's their words, not mine. Not that they call themselves the devil's advocate. And when they say, when you think about moving to Wisconsin, what kind of feeling do you get in your heart, Sandy?
Going home.
Okay. Yes. They said, yes, moving to Wisconsin would be a wonderful, wonderful move forward for you. It will open doors. There are connections and opportunities there which are just waiting for you to take that step forward. So get a really, really great feeling around moving. Let me just see. Just pull some cards on that and see what comes out. Okay. Interesting. It says the Four of Swords. They're saying that... it's the more that you can see yourself already there. Do you know where you'll be moving to in Wisconsin?
I know the general area, but that's what I'm worried about, what kind of house and what kind of place I'm going to find to live in.
Okay. Now, this has come up several times in people's readings to me over the last 10 years. One of the greatest things that has helped people, if you can stay in a very cheap, motel or a Motel 6 or something for at least a couple of weeks. It doesn't take us long to really get a feel for the different neighborhoods or the different suburbs or areas of a place.
Yeah, I grew up there, so I know the area.
Okay, especially, and how long has it been since you've been back?
Well, I go visit a couple times a year because my parents are still there.
Christmas,
I was there.
Okay, so I would really so Christmas you were there. Okay, so you know what area you're going to move to?
Well, it's all just going to depend on where I find a house that I can afford and that I like.
Okay, all right. Well, you need to rest, as they're saying, rest into this and know that that's already been taken care of for you.
Wow.
God and the angels have already heard your prayers, heard your pleas, heard everything, and they've already established that for you. All you need to do is get yourself there. Are there people that you can stay with there?
Yeah, my parents.
Okay, so your parents are there. Perfect. Okay, so know that sometimes we need to make that step forward, get to a place in order for the signs to be shown to us. And they're saying that you'll have more information after the 15th of the month and to have patience with it. When are you looking to move there?
Well, after my son is out of school, so anytime June, July, or August.
Okay. All I'm seeing is that they're also saying to me that the house that you are going to be moving into is not ready for you yet.
Okay.
You will not miss out on anything.
Because I was going to say, I look online at houses and I don't see anything that...
No. by looking online, yeah, we get a good indication of house prices and things like that. And forewarned is forearmed. But they want you to know that once you get there, then things will easily open up for you. So, and then the last card you got is the Magician card. And the Magician knows that not to do something for the sake of doing it, but to wait on God. Wait for God to send you the sign. So I hope that's been beneficial for you today.
Can they give me anything, information about the sale of my home now?
Again, they're saying divine timing. So I'm just out of time here, and I'm going to have to go.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to all my callers today. I just want to end by saying, by perceiving others along our journey as precious jewels that we have seeded our path with, we can find the incredible riches that they bring to our life. The student of mine who held his workshop may have drawn this whole room of so-called closed-down participants into his presentation on transforming into consciousness in order for him to practice being less judgmental and more forgiving, more tolerant, patient, and accepting of others. The wealth of contrast that these people presented to him to strengthen his spiritual awareness was absolutely priceless. I've seen hundreds of Reiki practitioners and master teachers over my 10 years, and I remind each of them that every person that we have in front of us is our teacher, and their arrival heralds a lesson for us. By choosing to see others through the eyes of divine perfection, we honor, respect, and acknowledge them just the way they are. Once we see others in the light of perfection and wholeness as they are, and take this feeling deep into our hearts, then no matter who we meet along our journey of life, we will be looking into the face of the divine, and they will always make us feel like we are coming home to God. And that about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to all my listeners for tuning in. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally, using distance healing, this can be done over the phone. Call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. Again, that number is 831-277-3716, or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Can't wait to speak to you again next Tuesday. Have an absolutely gorgeous week. Bye-bye.